Hello and welcome to Tubonga Tax, the show that provides you with all the tax information that you need to stay informed. I am your host, Alan Madoka. In today's episode, we'll be talking about national values and principles of governance. To guide us through this topic is our very special guest, Ms. Caroline Gitegi. Caroline is with the Intelligence and Strategic Operations Department, which is part of course, the Kenya Revenue Authority. Caroline is also a subject matter expert for governance, ethics, and integrity. Thank you so much for joining us today, Caroline.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Now, Caroline, let's get right into it with the very first part. What are these national values?
Thank you so much, Alan, for the invitation. And I'm going just to create awareness about national values and principles of governance as enshrined in the Constitution, Article 10.2. And national values, as you alluded earlier, are beliefs of a nation guiding the attitudes, actions, and behavior of its citizens. That's why national values are quite indispensable in our operations.
Okay. Now, Carol, why national values and principles of governance? Why is it important for KRA? And also, why are these national values and principles important to KRA stakeholders as well?
Principles of governance. Let me just mention what it really means. These are normative standards that oblige the state to perform its functions in a manner that promotes the general well-being of the people. And of course, KRA staff are citizens of Kenya, and that's why they must be well informed about national values. Again, values are lasting beliefs and ideals of a person or a social group. They bind a society together, they define what is important and worthwhile, and they provide guidance on what is right versus what is wrong. That's why it's important for us to be well informed about national values, because it gives us guidance on what is right versus what is wrong. Again, with regard to national values, as I said earlier, it's enshrined in the Constitution. And KRA is committed to entrench and inculcate ethical organization culture and the value system.
Now, that's very interesting, Carol. But how many national values do we have, and how has KRA implemented them in their day-to-day operations?
So with regards to the national values, as I said earlier, they're enshrined in the Constitution. And the Intelligence and Strategic Operations Department coordinates the implementation of the initiatives. We normally have 17 national values. But before I go to the 17 national values, we normally have what we call the 5 presidential commitments that are normally given to us by the Director of National Values and Cohesion, whom we work in synergy with. So on an yearly basis, we normally implement these national values. Then we submit our reports to the Director of National Values, whom normally again submit to Public Service Commission. So these commitments, actually, let me just mention them. 5 presidential commitments, one of them is fast-tracking implementation of programs, projects, and activities for the realization of the Big 4 agenda. The second presidential commitment is normally on implementing the Ministry of Health COVID-19 guidelines and protocols, including other sector-driven protocols, to facilitate continuity in the execution of government policies, programs, projects, activities, and public service. Then we have leveraging on and enhancing ICT and other innovative service delivery. And the key one is continuing to enhance the fight against corruption, dispensation of justice and observation of rule of law, enhancing the capacity of public institutions and the public to adhere to the provisions of Article 10 of the Constitution through the civic education, training, and sensitization on national values and principles of governance. So that's why I'm here, just to create awareness about this Article 10. And lastly, implementing measures to promote inclusivity and representation of Kenya's diverse communities in the public service. So these are highlights about the 5 presidential commitments that we normally report to. But again, I'm now going to focus on the 17 national values that KRA is implementing in the authority.
All right. Now, speaking of these 17, Caroline, maybe we can go through them and also maybe educate our listeners as to how they relate to KRA's 8th corporate plan and how we're implementing them together with that plan, as well as the other directives, as you say, from His Excellency the President.
Alan, with regard to the 8th corporate plan, the 8th corporate plan was launched in 2021, in the month of June. And the 8th corporate plan basically strategic focuses on people. People need to lay emphasis on institutionalizing KRA culture and value system. So basically, this is to ensure that staff live the authority's core values of trustworthy, being ethical, being competent, being helpful, and also simple. So in short, we call it TETS. So staff are supposed to be responsible, or rather to be responsive to customer needs through facilitation aimed at raising voluntary compliance. So basically, the achievement of the 8th Corporate Plan deliverables will be supported by an ethical organization culture, and it's from this perspective that the authority is required to entrench and inculcate ethical organization culture and value system. So it's against this backdrop, ladies and gentlemen, that the authority is committed to entrench and inculcate ethical organization culture and value system. And as I said earlier, under the constitutional provisions, rather under Article 10.2 of the Constitution, it's mandatory for all of us to be well informed about the 17 national values. So in KRA, again, as I said earlier, it's a constitutional requirement, it's a board directive in our PC for staff to be well informed about these national values. And again, now I'm going to just elaborate, or rather share with us about the international values. So one of them is patriotism, and in Swahili we call it uzalendo. So patriotism refers to loyalty, love, or rather selfless service, or rather sacrifice for devotion for sense of belonging, or rather having a sense of belonging, dedication, and also sense of pride in protecting one's own nation. So with regard to patriotism, or rather uzalendo, KRA has applied, or rather is entrenching this value by doing what? One of them is KRA has been quite dedicated with regard to utilizing, or rather KRA utilized around 1.79 billion on purchase of Kenyan goods under the Buy Kenya, Build Kenya initiative. And that's a strategy of promoting uzalendo by buying goods from Kenya. Again, with regard to patriotism, our president rewarded 16 taxpayers during the KRA, or rather when we had the taxpayer month held in the month of October. Again, with regard to patriotism, we had various centers of excellence that were established to promote patriotism. And these centers of excellence were established rather in 6 regions to entrench a culture of tax compliance. So let's go to value number 2, the national unity, or umoja wa kitaifa. So what about it? National unity basically refers to cohesion, which results from shared values, vision, purpose, and aspirations, irrespective of ethnic, cultural, economic, religious, or any other superficial status in a unitary state while recognizing diversity. So with regard to national unity, we had what we call a KRA held an inaugural Gulf Open to demonstrate its openness in addressing taxpayer issues and also representing KRA that is service-oriented. We were able to reach out to around 447 stakeholders. So that's a strategy of promoting national unity in our processes. Let's go to sharing and devolution of power. This is value number 3, as enshrined in the Constitution. In Swahili, call it ugavi na ugatuzi wa mamlaka. So what about that value? It's about sharing, rather devolution of power refers to governance system in which power, political, economic, and social resources are distributed between the national and county levels of government and which empowers people at the grassroots to make decisions on matters that affect them. So with regard to KRA on entrenching that value of sharing and evolution of power, they're able to establish 3 new tax service offices in Amuna, at Elwak, and also Jekwa Towers. Again, KRA has presence in 41 tax service offices, 43 service centers, and 52 Huduma centers across the country. Again, with regard to MOUs that we've signed to enhance compliance matters and also revenue collection, we've signed 5 MOUs with the county governments of Narok, Laikipia, Kiambu, Turkana, and Uasin Gishu County. Again, also KRA has decentralized its operation by opening offices for independent review of objections in Southern and South Rift regions to fast-track settlement of disputes with taxpayers and promote the uptake of alternative disputes resolution. So ladies and gentlemen, that is the 3rd national value that we have, as ensuring the Constitution again also denotes rather to what KRA is doing to entrench that value. Value number 4, ladies and gentlemen, is on the rule of law. In Swahili we call it utawala wa sheria. What about it? We are expected as citizens to obey the law, and the rule of law refers to the legal marks that each person within the state should respect and obey the law. So what has KRA done in line to entrenching this value? KRA has resolved, or rather KRA resolved 588 ADR cases alternative dispute resolution cases with a revenue yield of around 24 million. And also KRA implemented the alternative dispute resolution as provided for in Article 159 of the Constitution, Section 55 of the Tax Procedure Act 2015 and Section 28 of the Tax Appeal Tribunal Act 2013. And with regard to other interventions that KRA has done with regard to the rule of law, KRA was able to intervene towards tackling illicit financial flows, and we had around 1,249 interventions that were done, rather conducted to tackle illicit financial flows and unravel transfer pricing schemes, which yielded almost 1.371 billion. So they're just examples of what was done to entrench the rule of law, or rather utawala wa sheria. Value number 5 is on democracy and participation of the people. In Swahili we call it demokrasia na ushirika wa watu. And what is democracy? Is government of the people, by the people, for the people. And what has KRA done to entrench this value? KRA has had various stakeholder engagements. And during the COVID pandemic that affected us since 2019, we had to re-engineer new processes of communication, of sharing information on tax. So we had around 35 stakeholders were engaged in relation to tax matters, integrity, economic recovery, and also from COVID-19 and safety of products. So just highlights about what happened. And again, with regards to sharing notices in the public domain, KRA shared around 52 public notices published in the KRA website on proposed tax policy changes to allow for consultation and public participation. So all these were done during the month of, rather, between January to December of 2020.
All right. So far, Caroline, we've touched on patriotism, national unity, sharing and devolution of power, rule of law, democracy and participation of the people. Don't think we've quite exhausted the list. So what's next after that?
We haven't yet exhausted the list because, as you said earlier, we have 17 national values. And you've just mentioned of 5 national values that we have. So the 6th one is on human dignity, or hadhi ya binadamu. And what has KRA done with regard to promoting this value of human dignity? Human dignity basically refers to the inherent right of an individual to be treated with respect. So we need to treat each other with respect and dignity, respect and decorum. So with around 3.2 million taxpayers who are supported through the KRA service and through various KRA service and contact centers. So 3.2 million, 497,000 people were reached out. That means KRA is able to offer services all the wananchi, and also at the comfort of your homes also you can always access iTax. So with regard also to equity, usawa, what did KRA do? Usawa, of course, means fairness. It means impartiality, justice, equal access to national resources and opportunities, regardless of maybe gender, disability, ethnicity, age, religion, status, and race. So with regard to equity, to ensure fairness, we had around 461,051,388 worth of contracts that were added. And also KRA implemented the AGPO program in its award of contracts to the special groups by awarding that amount of money that I've mentioned for the 2021 calendar year, just to address the value of equity.
All right, so number 7 is equity, and you've demonstrated exactly what KRA has been doing to achieve that particular national value. So where are we going to after equity and fairness for those?
All right, so the next national value is on social justice, haki ya jamii. And what is social justice? It refers to creating a society that is based on the principle of equality, where human rights and the dignity of every citizen are recognized. Social justice enables people to lead fulfilling lives and actively contributes to the development of their community. With regard to social justice, KRA has done a lot of interventions, activities to implement that value. And one of them is, of course, KRA has been involved in various community social responsibility activities, CSR, where KRA donated sanitary towels to high school students during the International Women's Day that was held in the year 2021. Well, this report, basically, as I said earlier, it's between what happened between January to December 2021. Again, of course, KRA has been involved in planting of trees, where KRA planted around 26,414 trees to increase forest cover to at least 10% by 2022 and support conservation of the environment. Again, also, KRA has been working with other stakeholders, for instance, at Trademark, whereby KRA distributed donations delivered by Trademark East Africa to the community living around the Namanga one-stop border post in the fight against COVID-19. Again, also, KRA distributed 6,000 face masks, 1,000 hand washing detergents, 1,000 sanitizers, 3,000 disinfectants, to the community living around Namanga OSBP. That's what KRA did to entrench, or rather, the activities that were done with regard to social justice. The next value is on inclusiveness. Actually, tunasema kuwa inaitwa uhusishwaji. And what about uhusishwaji? Inclusiveness refers to affording all people an opportunity to participate in activities that affect their lives, including their decision-making. And with regard to inclusiveness, as I said earlier, KRA normally organizes, or rather, it normally has what we call a taxpayer month that is normally held in the month of October. And during that month of October, we had delegates from over 35 countries who were engaged during the taxpayer summit. And over 1,500 people were able to attend that tax summit. So KRA held the annual tax summit, which brought together public academicians, policy experts, public sector players, policy makers and private sector to deliberate on opportunities and solutions to the existing tax administration challenges. Again, of course, as I said, KRA is quite compassionate. It's quite committed to supporting persons with disability. KRA was able to train around 13 staff on sign language interpretation. So if we have the citizens of Kenya who have hearing impairment, we have sign language interpreters. Will be able to support them with regard to sign language. So basically, sign language is just able to ease service delivery to persons with various special needs. Again, with regard to Sishwaji, what we call exchange of information, whereby KRA established a committee for exchange of information for projects, and we've been able to work with various stakeholders with regard to exchange of information. Value number 10, with regard to Article 10.2 of the Constitution, it talks about equality. Kwa Kiswahili tunasema ni ulingano. And what about ulingano? It's ensuring individuals or groups are treated fairly, regardless of status, gender, religion, social class, tribe, or race. And with regard to this value, we had around 514 tax exemptions that were granted. And KRA, of course, provided those tax exemptions to various persons through the Income Tax Deductions and Exemptions Legal Notice Number 36 of 2010. And again, also, KRA implemented Tax Amendment Number 2 Act of 2020 from 1st January 2021 for individual income tax bands. And I believe that some of us are well aware about that.
All right, indeed. And just to catch you, dear listeners, up with what we've covered so far in regards to national values and principles of governance, the values we've covered so far are patriotism, national unity, sharing and devolution of power, rule of law, democracy and participation of the people, human dignity, equity, social justice, inclusiveness, equality. Now, what comes after equality, Caroline?
What comes after equality is human rights. Haki za binadamu. And human rights are the fundamental freedoms and inherent entitlements which human beings are entitled to. So human rights are indispensable. So the application of these national values in regard to what KRA has done to entrench the value of human rights is KRA resolved 588 ADR cases, the revenue yield of almost 24.7 million. Again, KRA implemented the alternative dispute resolution as provided for in Article 159 of the Constitution, Section 55 of the Tax Procedure Act 2015, and Section 28 of the Tax Appeal Tribunal Act 2013. Again, with regard to human rights, of course, KRA normally, or rather, provides access to healthcare services. Normally, KRA normally gives out what we call a medical cover for staff to access through the healthcare services. And again, with regards to human rights, again, we have what we call access to information by taxpayers and also KRA staff. So KRA has continued to provide the public with access to information on tax matters for enhanced compliance through its corporate website. So the next value after human rights is on non-discrimination. In Swahili, we call it kutobagua. And it refers to fairness in treating people without prejudice, irrespective of their gender, ethnic class, religious faith, race, geographical or even generation differences. And what has KRA done to enter this value of non-discrimination? Because KRA has continuously implemented the annual training plan for the period where with staff who were trained from the authority. Again, with around 220 advertisements that were placed in the public notices, and also had various press releases and advertisements in accessible formats on its website and any other media platforms for access by the public. So, of course, KRA is an equal opportunity employer, and we've been sharing this information even for persons with disability to be able to access this information. That's why we're saying that we've been sharing this information on KRA website and also any other media platforms for access by the public in various accessible formats. So the next value is on good governance, utawala bora. And more about good governance. Of course, in relation to good governance, KERE involves, good governance involves transparency and accountability, management of human, natural, economic, and financial resources for the purposes of equitable and sustainable development. And KERE has resolved various complaints. It resolved 8,516 complaints. And also KERE implemented the complaint management framework. As I said, they were able to resolve around 8,516 complaints, the resolution rate of 99%. Again, also KERE is ISO certified. KERE received ISO certification, which is ISO 9001:2015. The certification for compliance with quality management system. And of course, KERE has been complying with various management systems. So the next value is on integrity, uadilifu. And what is integrity? It is the consistency between one's values, words, and action, and includes soundness of moral principles and character, and is shown by person being, or rather, doing something even if no one is watching you. So integrity is quite key in what we do. And again, of course, integrity, it's in the Constitution under Chapter 6, that is on leadership and integrity. So with regard to this integrity, KERE has been able to sensitize staff continuously on national values, principles of governance, and also on other integrity awareness, that's not particularly on national values. So, of course, KERE sensitized around 47,000 stakeholders on integrity, that is between Jan to December of 2021. Again, also, we continually sensitized our staff, around 10,376 staff were sensitized, including of the interns that we have, students or attachees who are in the authority. Again, with regard to integrity, also we've been creating various awareness through various graphical means. Like now we are using podcast, yes, create awareness about integrity in national value. Again, also we normally use the digital medium to create awareness on integrity. The next value is on transparency and accountability. And what about this value in Kiswahili? We call it uwazi na uwajibikaji. And it's a process of ensuring accountability in the actions, conduct and management of resources, and sharing of information. And with regard to this value, what has KERE done? KERE has been able to avail, or rather, the authority avail access to information via its website, where almost 3.4 million people access information on the platform. Again, with regard to stakeholders who are engaged, we engaged almost 4.41.5 million stakeholders, inclusive of taxpayers, through various social media platforms where we use Twitter, we use Facebook, we use LinkedIn, Facebook Live, we use Instagram, just to reach out to various stakeholders. And again, with regard to statutory reports, KERE has continued to prepare and submit periodic accountability reports in compliance with various statutory requirements. Also, KERE has a new app that is called M-Service app, whereby customers were served via the M-Pesa app with around 83,159 taxpayers, or other customers who were reached. And KERE has continuously automated services for enhanced service delivery to customers. Again, with regard to availing of information, KERE has availed 9 categories of accountability documents to various stakeholders and the general public on its website. Example is the 8th corporate plan. Can still access the 8th corporate plan via our website. The last value is on sustainable development. Kiswahili tunasema inaitwa maendeleo endelevu. And with regard to sustainable development, sustainability is quite key. It's an economic state where the demands placed upon the environment by people and commitment can be met with reducing the capacity of environment to provide future to the future generation. So sustainability is quite important in what we do. And with regard to, of course, revenue collection, KERE collected revenue that has been used, of course, by, rather, this revenue that has been collected has been used in various developments. And we're quite aware that the revenue collected was 1.872,973,000, and the revenue target was 1.804,896,000,000, with a performance rate of 103.8%. That was the performance rate, so we're able to surpass our targets. Sustainability is quite important in what you do, because if you don't collect revenue, you'll not be able to sustain various projects that the government has. Again, with regard to sustainable development, of course, I said continuously creating awareness to our staff. It's quite important, building capacity for them to be well informed about various KRA operations with regard to tax, customs, and also integrity. Again, of course, as I said, KRA has been automating its own system, various systems. KRA installed a second X-ray baggage scanner at GKIA Terminal 1A to reduce human intervention in handling passengers' baggage, and also reducing clearance turnaround time of arriving passengers at GKIA. And also, KRA set up modern ICT Software Innovation Center, where critical business application systems are supported and maintained in-house. And with regard to innovations, of course, there's need to continuously come up with ideas to mitigate various challenges that affect us. So KRA, of course, automated processes and adapted innovations for enhanced service delivery to Kenyans. So with regard to sustainable development or Maendeleo Endelevu, KRA has been doing a lot to ensure that people are well informed and also creating awareness about various processes.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much for that, Caroline. That was very in-depth and also very interesting. I don't think there are so many of us out there who are actually abreast with exactly which national values they exist within the Republic of Kenya. So just a quick recap of what Caroline has talked about today. And remember, today we're talking about national values and principles of governance. Now, the 17 national values are patriotism, national unity, sharing and devolution of power, rule of law, democracy and participation of the people, human dignity, equity, social justice, inclusiveness, equality, human rights, non-discrimination, good governance, integrity, transparency, accountability, and finally, sustainable development. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tubonge Talks, Caroline.
Thanks so much, Alan, for the invitation.
And speaking of integrity, did you know that you can use iWhistle, the KRA anonymous reporting platform, to report any tax fraud, bribery, tax evasion, abuse of office, or any other tax-related offense? Log on to https://iwhistle.kra.go.ke/welcome and report on KRA iWhistle. However, that is not the only way you can report corruption to KRA. We have several channels, and I hope you've grabbed a pen. These are the several channels that you can report corruption to KRA. You can email cic@kra.go.ke. I repeat that, cic@kra.go.ke, or alternatively, you could also email corruptionreporting@kra.go.ke. I repeat, corruptionreporting@kra.go.ke. Alternatively, you could walk in person at Times Tower to the Corruption Reporting Office located on the 26th floor. You could also write to the Commissioner General, Complaints and Information Centre, CIC, at Kenya Revenue Authority, P.O. Box 48240, with the post office code of 00100 Nairobi. I repeat, you can write a letter addressed to Commissioner General, Complaints and Information Centre, CIC, Kenya Revenue Authority, P.O. Box 48240, postcode 00100 Nairobi. You could also call 0726-984-668, that is 0726-984-668, or 0709-017700 or 800. I repeat, 0709-017700/800, or alternatively, a toll-free hotline, which is 0800-721-888. And remember, KRA has an informal reward system, where KRA will pay 5% of the taxes recovered from the information given by the informer to a maximum of 5 million Kenyan shillings. So those are the different reporting channels at Kenya Revenue Authority. Thank you so much for joining us on Tubonge Talks. I have been your host, Alan Madoka. And until next time, goodbye.